The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 648.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I am so happy that you're here and that we get to hang out. How nice of you to come and spend this time with me. And I want to give a big shout out to Muriel Falous. Muriel Falous, I love what you're doing in your business and I really appreciate you leaving a really nice review about the podcast and actionable brain training and tools and all that good stuff. Man, that just means the world to me. Thank you so much for doing that, Muriel. You rock. So today, I want to ask you, if you're ever looking around and wondering why you're not doing as well as other people, you ever play that comparison game? I tell you what happened. I had a coaching session, one-on-one session with somebody, and they were talking about this group that they are in, and they were talking about how it seemed like everybody else in this mastermind they were in was making all this money. They were all what you might call these heavy hitters. And the person I was talking with, she was really comparing her income to their income. And we looked at the difference and I gave her some things to think about. And I realized like these are some things probably everybody should be thinking about because it can be really easy to look around and compare yourself to others, especially in the entrepreneurial world. We are big dreamers, entrepreneurs. And so sometimes we have these big dreams and it feels like we're not keeping up with them, but everybody else is doing better than we are. And you know, you can always find somebody else who's got a bigger business or more followers or. And so I really want to talk about this. I want to talk about this feeling small idea and what to do about it and what to shift. So first, I want to start out by talking about why you can't really compare. Part one of Why You Can't Really Compare by Dana Wild. So part one is that you hear these numbers that people make. Oh, I'm making $1 million a month, or I'm making $100,000 a month, or I'm making $100 million a year, or whatever the number is that they're making. And you hear the number that they're making and you think, wow, that's amazing. And I'll never be there. And they're so good. And I'm so small and all those things. But what nobody ever asks as a follow-up question on these webinars or these places that you see is how much of that did you pay out to Facebook for ads? Or how much did you pay out to Google for ads? Or how much did you pay out in affiliate fees? Or how much of that did you keep compared to how much did you spend? Now, it's not a bad thing to spend your money, and it's not a bad thing if you don't keep it. It's just fine. I've talked many times on this show about allowing abundance to flow through you. This isn't about stacking up abundance and keeping it. I'm only making this why you can't compare, point one, part one, note because just hearing a number doesn't really give you the full financial picture of what somebody is doing. So you can't look at that number and say, well, they make this much and I make this much, and so therefore they're 10 times better than me. No, it just doesn't work that way. There are too many moving parts in a business to be able to look at things in that way. So that's why you can't compare part one. Why you can't compare part two, and you probably maybe have thought of this because you're a brain trainer, is that nobody knows how much joy somebody is getting out of their success. externally, somebody can look really successful, but they can be feeling really miserable, or they are not getting any joy out of the achievements or the things they've done or their day-to-day experience. They may have great success, but their time may not be their own. They may have great success, but they may have really big family problems, or they may be dealing with health issues. I mean, there are so many different categories that we can look at as what is success or what is the pinnacle achievement that we're all looking for. And you can't compare because you don't know what their full life is like, all levels, emotional, spiritual, family, social, and so on and so on and so on. Why you can't compare, number two, we don't know the internal situation. Why there's no way to compare, part three. There's this old joke about the assessment test. If you give a monkey, a rhino, and a giraffe a test to climb a tree, there's only going to be one who's going to pass that test. And so you can't look at somebody or multiple people or yourself versus somebody else and say, okay, this is an even playing field of people with exactly even skills doing the thing that they excel at. If you're the monkey climbing the tree, you're going to excel at that. But if you're the rhino, maybe not so much, right? But you're going to excel at other things. You're going to be really good at butting your head into stuff and pushing things over, right? So I remember actually really recently, I was driving up north here in Minnesota, and we were going by all these beautiful pine trees. They were just so tall. Just incredible. I mean, unbelievable. You could almost look and just look to the sky, straight up huge, huge pine trees. And I thought, wow, these are so glorious. Just so glorious. And do you know what else is glorious? A maple tree. Beautiful, beautiful red leaves, all sorts of colors in the fall. And I'm sure they're not looking at each other going, man, I wish I had red leaves like you, right? All of nature knows how to exude their beauty, wave their feathers and show you how awesome they are, stand tall and straight, climb that tree. They all bask in what they're good at. And we could have so much to learn from them. There's no way to compare part three because we're all just dealt such a different mix of skills and talents and things that we're good at and things that we like and things that we don't like and so on and so on and so on. Next, finally, some people might think the point I'm going to make here now is to say, well, the only thing you should do is compare yourself with yourself. And let's just think about that for a minute. Most people, many people, or maybe you're even expecting me to say, would be to say, well, you should just be asking yourself, are you better than you were before? And what criteria should you use? Are you happier than you were before? Are you more achieved than you were before? Are you making forward progress? So it's always kind of this idea that the goal is change. The goal is that you're not really good enough like you are, that you should be achieving more. You should be doing more. You should be trying to be better. You should be trying to be happier. There's always this feeling of like, if you're not evolving, then you're not really living life. If you're not achieving, then you're not really living life. And I'm really coming to the realization for myself that I want to throw all that out the window. And I just want to love myself. Like, I just want to do my best right now in this minute to love myself. And really, aren't we all doing the best that we can in any given moment? Like, even if you're angry, maybe that's the best you can do in that given moment. Even if you're stressed, maybe that's the best you can do in that given moment. And this whole idea of comparing you to you just smacks of more judgment for me. And so that's really the point I want to make, or the conclusion I want to make. I want to just say, no matter what, love yourself. Love yourself. Forget the judgment. Forget the comparison. You can't compare anyway. You really can't. There's no way. We figured that out in comparison part 1, 2, and 3. You really can't. There's nothing you can do to compare. And so why bother? And why not just enjoy more and love more and love now, enjoy now, and do the best that you can do right now? And maybe the best you can do is what you can do. And when you just let go of all that stuff and just be aware and relax and chill out and allow more, allow the flow and feel the flow and let it go and let it ease and flow and have fun and look at the things that light you up and follow that path and do that thing and see what makes you happy. And if what makes you happy is taking a nap, then take a nap and then get up again and start again. You know, this is the playground that we've been given. And why not have more fun with it and relax? And so it is that idea of look around less and create more. Look around less and imagine more. Look around less and enjoy more. Look around less and live now. Look around less and just love yourself more. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it. Let's do that right now.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the marketing superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.